At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Jen Hobby. And I had a couple of people ask me about this.
Yeah, this is like the craziest wedding story I had ever heard. And my friend that told me about it actually said, oh, do I have a story for the Burt Show for you? And so, you know, I've left out a lot of details, you know, in order to protect the identities of the people. But it was not a wedding that happened here in Atlanta and was not the one that I attended. Completely different wedding. And my friend was in it. And she explained to me a little bit of the history on the bride, that the bride had a bisexual past. So she had been sort of experimental with her sexuality in the past, and that was all fine and dandy, but got engaged to this guy, very in love, seems to be going great, asked my friend to be in the wedding. She's like, super, you know, just like any other wedding, there's lots of bridesmaids in the wedding. Well, my friend found out 2 weeks before the wedding that one of the bridesmaids, who was an out lesbian, was in love with the bride, and she and the bride had had a tryst, like kind of had an affair, and had discussed the bride leaving her fiance for the bridesmaid only maybe within the last 6 months.
So this wasn't a one-time deal.
The bride wanted to leave the fiance for the bridesmaid.
For the bridesmaid, right. So bridesmaid had to stand up in this wedding this weekend with my friend and see the woman she's in love with marry a man, right? Mm-hmm. So we were just afraid something was going to happen. My friend was going back and forth. You know, do I talk to the bride about it? Do I, you know, is it going to ruin her wedding day if I bring it up? Do I just let her know? Because her whole thing was like, I would just want to be her friend, you know? Mm-hmm. If she is gay and she's afraid to say she's gay, I just want her to know I'm going to love her regardless. I'm here for you. No judgment, whatever.
And she said, emotions we're talking about. This is not just a bridesmaid looking, going, I want a piece of that. She's digging on the bride.
Right. Well, and the bride, too. And so my friend was wanting to be a good friend to the bride and say, if you need me to have the car running outside the church and you make a last minute decision to jump in, I will drive it away. You know, but like she was just in her mind trying to go through how she was going to have this conversation with her back and forth and the struggle. And then she was also concerned that the bridesmaid would like stop the ceremony or cause a scene or say something or whatever. So I was trying to text her all weekend long and get information about what was going on and what had happened and how the story had developed and that sort of thing. And I didn't get much response because she was in the wedding and, you know, being a part of wedding parties, very busy. So I didn't hear too much, except that I got a text message and she said, do I say anything or not? She seems so happy. It's the day before her wedding,
mm-hmm.
and then or something to that effect. And then the next text message I got, and it said the wedding happened.
It did happen. Oh,
cool. So they got married, and they were on their way to their honeymoon.
So I have no idea any other sort of like dramatic stories when they were getting ready, or you know if there was any private conversation between said bridesmaid and bride, if they just, you know, had cut it off completely.
Somebody's texting on their honeymoon.
So I don't really know any of the details of
somebody's
the story.
Somebody's spending a little too much time in the internet cafe.
Yeah. Why are you checking your phone so much, honey? Don't worry about it.
So I don't know if she went into it, you know, nervous, you know, happy, unhappy. I'm not really sure. But all I know is that the wedding happened. So the bride married the man who has no clue any of this was going on, as far as I know. But, I, you know, like, I was like, can't wait to hear the details. Let me know what's happening. You know, so I was hitting her up, like, once an hour. Like, what's going on?
Need a scouting report here.
Of course. And then, exactly. And then all my friends that I was hanging out with at a completely different wedding, right, of course, I had to tell them the whole story.
Oh,
so,
of course.
So, as we continue to have cocktails at our wedding reception, they were like, did you hear from her yet? What's going on? Did they, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that's all I know is that the wedding did happen.
I have a theory about these last minute, like, bailing on the weddings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That I'll throw out here to see if we get one call on. Because, you know, we'll do this from time to time. Because we're pretty confident now that anytime we throw a topic out, somebody is listening that will go, you know what, that pertains to me, no matter how bizarre the scenario is. Here is my theory, that while people are left at the altar, we've heard those stories before.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody actually shows up to the wedding and then decides to leave. Like, you've made that decision, and nobody is actually brave enough to go to the church, or that that sense of, I got to get out of here, happens either right before the ceremony or during the ceremony when you bail.
Right.
So I'm not looking for people that were left at the altar. What I'm looking for are the calls or call from somebody that went to the wedding.
Right.
And then turned around and actually bailed.
So standing outside the church, like groom's already down at the end and the bride is behind the closed doors. They're about to open it and play.
You are there.
So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for left at the altar.
So what you're what you're saying is that you got dressed up and you got to the church.
You were there.
So left at the altar, usually most of the times, is when people just never show up to the church that morning.
So and you're at the hotel room, and you're calling people.
But what you're saying is you got your dress on, you got your tux on, you went to the church, and then something inside the church caused you to turn around and walk out.
My theory is that a lot of people have cold feet, and a really intense cold feet, like you're thinking about it all the way to the last minute. But you make a decision, a final decision that, okay, you know what, this is crazy, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get to the church, you just do it. So what I'm looking for are the people that actually committed, went to the church.
Right.
And then there you said, good God, I can't do this. And you actually got in the car and you took off.
Or like the father of the bride asks that question, like, are you sure you're ready to do this?
Mm-hmm. She says no.
And she
says no. And she's right there.
Out of here. Right.
That is the literal definition of left at the altar, because that means the groom is standing up there waiting for you to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the other version of that, because it could go the other way, would probably be left in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't
the bride go in the church and she gets ready?
Right.
And the groom has to send his best man to knock on the door, and the bride's like...
So in your case, the bridesmaid says to the bride, look, the car is running.
Yeah.
All you got to do is make a decision like that, and I want to let you know I am here for you and you are gone. My theory is that once you're at the church,
you do it.
Nobody has ever actually bailed.
Mm-hmm. No, even more dramatic, man. Could you imagine being at the altar, both at the altar, and then somebody freaking out and saying, you know what?
And walking back down the aisle.
I can't do this. And now, running.
Because at that point, everybody's got cameras on you and it's documented.
Their families are there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you guys this from a bride's point of view.
Right, hold on one sec. Marianne, hold on for me, okay?
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
When you're in the room and you're getting ready and your gown's on, because, you know, and who's in there? Mom's in there with you and maid of honor?
Bridesmaids.
And bridesmaids. And there's a knock at the door. Is it safe to assume that if it's the best man, that there's something bad going to happen?
I don't think so, because there's always so much craziness on that day. Like, people are like, hey, we need a brush, or hey, somebody needs a, you know.
Need another 5 minutes.
Everybody's
club soda.
It's
kind of frantic.
So
in
it's until the words actually come out of whoever the messenger's mouth is when it's going to be realized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Marianne.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, I love you guys, first of all. You guys are about the highlight of my day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is what happened. My best friend, she was forced to be married to this guy. And actually, my husband is best friends with him, but he's not really a good person. And her parents were forcing her to marry him for some reason. I don't know why. And she was telling me, I'm not going to go through it. I'm like, okay, just let me know when we run out of church.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time to say I do, the priest asked her, you know, like all those questions. And she looked at me and I saw this tear coming out of her eyes. She ran down the aisle and I ran after her. And we went to Hawaii. Well, her honeymoon was going to be in Hawaii. And we went to Hawaii for 2 days. Nobody could find us, not even my husband. And she was, to this day, she's so happy she did it.
So she was literally, they were exchanging vows. They were at the church in front of everybody.
In front of her parents, everybody. Her parents, well, they love me because we've been friends since we were in diapers. But right now they hate me because, you know, I took their daughter out of church and disappeared with her for 2 days.
How long ago was this?
Oh, I want to say a year ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they still hate you for it.
Well, not anymore, because they understand, you know, why I did it and why she ran away. And the guy wasn't a really good person. And, you know, he got thrown in jail a couple of days later. So it's not, he wasn't really a good person for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think usually people make that decision and they bail beforehand, but that is going right down the last second.
Yeah, I'm curious because I'm not as familiar with weddings as other people are, but is there any kind of insurance policy that you can take out on a wedding?
Mm-hmm. I think there is.
For something like this?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Event insurance. Should,
yeah, because I think that that would be good insurance to get.
Event insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Anne.
Hey.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, prove me wrong.
Prove you wrong. When I got married in 2003,
mm-hmm.
I had my wedding ceremony and reception at the same place. I walked into the room where we were going to hold the ceremony, saw the groom, saw all my friends, freaked out, turned around, and just in the reception hall, I was having a fit. I was like, I can't do this. I really can't. Oh, my God, what am I doing? there are all these people in there, and I just can't do this.
So you had gotten married, and you were going to the reception, or?
No, we were having our reception and our marriage ceremony all in one place.
Okay.
And the rooms were right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a small wedding. And I walked in, and there was my family and friends, and his family and friends. I took one look at him, and I turned around, and hyperventilating was like, oh, my God, I can't do this. Everybody was there listening. My maid of honor comes out. She's like, you need to come with me, because everybody's here, and you freak out right now.
Wow.
Tell me about the call that you made to your what was supposed to be husband afterwards.
Yeah, we did end up, after really a break, we did end up actually getting married,
no way.
But in the time since, we've gotten a divorce.
Oh, really?
So you actually said
your gut going with your commencement speech, Jen Hobby.
Listen to your voice.
Should listen to her voice.
You said in the room where everybody could hear you, I can't go through with this. So the groom, his groomsman, the best man, his father, everyone on his side of the family heard you say, I can't go through with this.
Yeah.
I don't wish
that marriage never would have worked because everybody who was close to him was...
They were talking like, so much. They hated you.
But yep. I wish not ill on any couple. I just want to be at one of those weddings.
I know.
I just want to... It's one of those weddings where you're invited and you don't know the person that well, so you're not emotionally invested in the relationship. And I just want to be there to hear or see this happen one time.
If you're going to a wedding where you think this might happen...
Invite me.
And you need a date?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be single that weekend and be your date at the wedding.
All of us. We all want to go.
Absolutely, I want to see that.
The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.